To all of you, wherever you might be, it is Augustine Chorus, Songs of Romance by our star Larry Douglas, A Girl of Romance, tonight's guest star, and Words of Romance by yours truly, Jim Amici, welcoming you again for Here's to Romance. Telling of love's sweet desire, and the music becomes a flame setting two hearts on fire. Larry Douglas sings a song in the night for you and the one you love.
I don't care who knows it. I'm in love. I guess I'll always be this way. Nothing you do or say can ever change me. I'm for you forever. Yours my whole life. And I don't care who knows it. I'm in love with you.
Marion Hutton, when you fall asleep at night, do you dream of the one you love?
Yes, I do, Jim, and I never want to wake up.
Say, your dreams must be pretty romantic.
They are, and they're getting better and better all the time. Dreams are getting better all the time. And what do you know? He looked at me in a different light. My dreams are getting better all the time. To think that we were strangers a couple of nights ago. And though it's a dream, I never dreamed he'd ever say hello. Well, maybe tonight he'll hold me tight when the moonbeams shine. My dreams are getting better all the time. Music. Playing while we're swaying to a lovely strain. Lights are low, and now I know soon we'll meet again. Well, what do you know? dreams are getting better all the time. And what do you know, he looked at me in a different light. My dreams are getting better all the time. To think that we were strangers a couple of nights ago, and though it's a dream, I never dreamed he'd ever say hello. Well, maybe tonight he'll hold me tight when the moonbeams shine. My dreams are getting better, better all the time.
Away as the stars, yet as close as a kiss. That's Laura. Ripley presents a dramatic version of one of his fascinating Believe It or Nots. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Bob Ripley.
Greetings. Greetings, everyone. You know, in this, believe it or not, career of mine, I've come to think that nature must always smile on lovers and those who aid them. So tonight, here is a believe it or not in which fame and fortune came to a boy and girl and a kind and generous benefactor. The time, just after the turn of the century. The place, a restaurant in Paris, then obscure but known as Maxime's. As the scene opens, a young couple, obviously very much in love, call the waiter.
Oui, monsieur. Here is the check. 30 francs, s'il vous plaît.
Thank you, waiter. Yeah, I have it. Good heavens.
Hans, what is it?
My wallet. My wallet has been stolen.
This has a familiar ring, monsieur.
I swear it is true. My wallet with all my money and my papers. Our railroad tickets. It's all gone.
Oh, Hans. A pickpocket.
I am sorry, monsieur. You'll have to explain to the manager. Follow me, please.
But I insist, I have been robbed.
But of course, monsieur. Everyone always is. Here, the manager's office. This is the manager. Tell him your story.
Monsieur, I am desolate. I'm heartbroken.
And your wallet, it has been stolen. Please say no more. I know it all by heart.
No, no, please. I swear to you, I had my wallet.
And the pickpocket took it, and voila, it disappeared. Oh, alas. Why do not my diners discover the loss of a wallet before they eat?
I shall make restitution, sir, when I get back to Vienna.
Ah, Vienna. Not content with getting a free meal, you do not even live in Paris, where I may hope to see you again and collect.
Please, sir, it is our honeymoon.
The alibi about the pickpocket is usual, but well, you look different. You are foreigners. From Vienna, you say?
Oui. Vienna is a beautiful city. I'm a musician.
Always I have heard you musicians are impractical fellows. There's one other thing you have not thought of.
What is that, sir?
If you have lost your wallet, you can't get back to Vienna. Your tickets.
Well, that is true, yes, but if you will lend me the money,
we will pay. On our word, we will pay.
I will advance you the 30 francs to your dinner and enough for your tickets to Vienna.
Oh, you are wonderfully kind, sir.
Yes. I shall send you the money by return post.
In the restaurant business, we are not so cold as you think. I would not like to see two honeymooners in Paris desolated by the loss of their funds.
We can't tell you how grateful we are.
Well, here is enough money for the dinner, the train, your hotel bill, and your tip, Francois.
Ah, merci, merci. I think, monsieur, you will not regret your generosity. I can see your café here is new. But it is so small.
Oui, but I am content.
I promise you, sir, I shall make you and your café famous.
How will you do that?
I'm a composer. I'm writing an operetta now. In it, I'll remember you and your hospitable café, Maxime.
Just remember to send me the money I loaned you, and I shall be content.
Yes, sir. But in addition, I shall write your restaurant, Maxime, into my operetta. Here's my name and my address in Vienna.
Oh, it is beautiful, Franz. Now, Herr Hofmeister here will sing it for us.
Before he sings it, we must remember the kindly gentleman who owns Maxime's. Here, we drink a toast to him.
To Maxime's, and luck to your operetta.
Jawohl, the song is wonderful.
May the operetta be as successful. To our friend and benefactor, Maxime.
Franz, your song is so good. You shall make Maxime's world famous. It is a good omen that your operetta, the Merry Widow, should have such a song. I have a feeling that Maxime's will become great, Franz Lehár.
Please, now the song, Maxime's song.
I go off to Maxime's, where fun and frolic beams. With all the girls I chatter, I laugh and kiss and flatter.
Oh, that's a
yes, that song, from Franz Lehár's score to The Merry Widow, did become famous the world over. Franz Lehár did repay his debt to the owner of Maxime's For the Maxime song not only made the Café Maxime the most popular nightclub in Europe, but the operetta The Merry Widow has been performed more times than any other musical comedy in the world. It has made its composer millions of dollars. And all of this because the penniless composer, Franz Léard, was befriended by the proprietor of Café Maxime, who loaned him enough to pay for his dinner and his fare to Vienna. Believe it or not.
Here's a number that collects plenty of nickels for the jukebox owners, but Ray Block and his orchestra render it for you for free. It's that slick samba, Chio Chio. Girl in the moonlight, a distant melody faintly heard, a kiss and then a whispered word. That's the theme of the love melody Larry Douglas sings now.
Song is in the air, telling us romance is ours to share. Now at last we've found one another alone. Love like yours and mine has the thrilling glow of sparkling wine. Make the most of time, ere it has flown. You the music. Fill me with flaming desire, setting my being completely on fire. You and the night and the music thrill me, but will we be one after the night and the music are done? Until the pale light of dawning and daylight, our hearts will be throbbing its heart. Morning may come without warning and take away the stars. If we must live for the moment, love till the moment is through. After the night and the music die, will I
Ireland's full of romance and rhythm, too. And I can say the same thing for Marion Hutton. So here's a happy combination, Marion singing Back to Donegal.
It seems like only yesterday I sailed from out of Cork, a wanderer from Erin's Isle. I landed in New York. There wasn't a soul to greet me there, a stranger on the shore. But Irish luck was with me here, and riches came galore. And now that I'm going back again to dear old Erin's Isle, my friends will meet me on the pier and greet me with a smile. Their face is sure I've almost forgot I've been away, away. But me mother will introduce them all, and this to me they'll say. Shake hands with your uncle, might be girl, and here is your sister Kate. And there is the boy who used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all of the neighbors and say hello to all. You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal.
Shake hands with your uncle, might be girl, and here is your sister Kate. And there's the boy who used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all of your neighbors and say hello to all.
I meet the Brannigan, Fannigan, Milligan, Gilligan, Duffy, McCuffy, Malucky, Malone, Rafferty, Lafferty, Donnelly, Connolly, Dooley, O'Hooley, Muldowney, Malone, Madigan, Cadigan, Lanahan, Flanahan, Fagan, O'Hagan, O'Hoolahan, Flynn, Shanahan, Manahan, Fogarty, Hogarty, Kelly, O'Kelly, McGinnis, McGinn.
Have a way of stealing back when certain songs are heard. Perhaps you remember a time, a place, a person. Smoke gets in your eyes. Before we say goodnight, here's one for Ripley. Bob, I've heard that in some parts of the world, the sun always sets at 12 midnight the year round. Is that a fact?
Well, yes, Jim, it happens in North Africa, Arabia, and other Mohammedan countries. You see, the sun always sets at 12 midnight the year round because there every day the clocks are set for 12 midnight just as the sun sets. The clocks run on until the next sunset, when they're again set for 12 midnight. So you see, it's an old Mohammedan custom, believe it or not.
Listen again at the same time next week for Romance, Rhythm, and Ripley, featuring Marion Hutton, Larry Douglas, Ray Black, yours truly, Jim Amici, and Bob Ripley. Until then, this is Jim Amici saying goodnight for our entire cast.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.